From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. Reports from Afghanistan say at least two policemen were killed and several other people were wounded when a suspected suicide bomber blew himself up at an entrance to a packed stadium in the capital city, Kabul. Officials confirmed the blast during a Shpagiza cricket match Wednesday afternoon, but there is no independent confirmation of its nature and reported casualties, and no one has yet claimed responsibility. The U.S. Congress has approved a joint resolution urging President Donald Trump to speak out against hate groups that support racism, extremism, anti-Semitism, and white supremacy. The U.S. House of Representatives passed the resolution Tuesday, just one day after the Senate gave its approval. The measure now goes to Mr. Trump, who was criticized for his response to violence at a white nationalist rally last month in Virginia. The resolution says Congress rejects white nationalism, white supremacy, and neo-Nazism as hateful expressions of intolerance that are contradictory to the values that define the people of the United States. Myanmar's de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi has canceled plans to attend this month's United Nations General Assembly amid rising international criticism of her handling of the violence in western Myanmar. That violence has forced as many as 400,000 ethnic Rohingya Muslims to flee across the border to Bangladesh. The UN Security Council is scheduled to hold a meeting Wednesday on violence and the humanitarian crisis in Rakhine State. This comes after the UN Human Rights Chief referred to what's happening there as, quote, a textbook example of ethnic cleansing. This is VOA.